This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for being with us today. Well, it's always good to have our good friend Scott Hinkey with us, on-site consulting since 1982. Now, in some ways, that sounds like a long time ago. In other ways, it does not. Scott, how are you?
Pretty good. Yeah, since 82, I'm pretty tired.
And, dude, all your hair is still black. How come you've got no gray hairs? From being in business that
long. Not as stressed out as you are, I guess. I don't know.
All right, it's 720-482-8383 is the number. And again, they're just right off Hamden, I-25-6446 East Hamden Avenue. Well, hey, we made it halfway through the year. So how things been going?
Oh, you know, since COVID started, we've been booked. Everybody's reliant upon their computers, and nobody knows how to use them. You know, nobody knows. We have people that have not restarted a computer in years. They don't know there is a restart on the computer. They just leave it on. Or they shut the laptop lid and open it up, and, you know, no updates go through. It never reboots, so they've got issues. But we deal with a lot of people just from beginning to end, you know, the ones that just need to be tutored. We got a guy coming in our shop a little bit about his iPhone, can't figure out how to download an app, you know, all the way up to big businesses and servers and things like that to keep people safe.
Right. You know, probably when people call you and their computer has crashed, it almost sounds like a 911 call.
Yeah.
Probably operated, because people freak out when they can't get on their computers, right?
Right. And they all need it fixed immediately, which is, and we're talking a day is their expectation, that your computer will be fixed in a day. There's a large computer store in Denver that it'll be a week before they turn it on. They won't even, it goes on a shelf for a week, and then they get around to it and turn it on and say, oh yeah, it is broken. You know, then they start diagnosing it and things like that. But we try to have a turnaround of 2 days. We shoot for one, but, you know, 2 days is more realistic and achievable and stuff like that. But yeah, everybody's panicked. You know, we've had people walk in, they hear in their head 48 hours. We'll have it done in 48 hours. But in their head, they hear 4 to 8 hours. And so they come in 4 hours expecting their computer to be completely finished.
Right.
It's like, okay, you got a bad hard drive, you got viruses. There's no way we're going to get this done in 4 hours.
What is the simplest, like somebody's walked in and said, my computer's not working. They hand it to you, you touch it, and in like 3 seconds, everything's fine. What is really the most, for lack of a better term, the most ridiculous thing someone's brought in?
And we have the same thing. We'll do the technical thing for like an hour. Like somebody's sound doesn't work, you know, and we spent an hour trying to do these drivers and this and that. And we found out that some laptops have a speaker. Older ones have a speaker thing on the side of the computer. Like if you switch it off, the speakers stop working. So it's like a physical switch. So we see that with customers often, that we had a guy come in and said, two of my IT people cannot figure out why my Zoom camera isn't working. I go to meetings and it's just black. I can't do anything. They've done this. We've had our corporate office remote in, and I just reach up and I slide the thing on the camera. You know, on a laptop, there's a thing that covers the camera.
Thing, yeah.
And it's been slid. He goes, oh my gosh, we've been dealing with this for a week. I said, yeah, it's turned off.
Right.
So
that'll be $99.95. No, I'm kidding. Yeah.
And we laugh about that, but you know, sometimes the most obvious thing isn't looked at because you just don't think about that.
I mean, we don't know.
Yeah.
So we were kind of talking about this before we came on air, and I think it's a good thing to bring up. Just about any, I shouldn't say just about, any laptop you can help people work on.
Yeah. I mean, we could fix your stuff.
Right.
And people walk in and say, well, how much is it going to cost? I said, I don't have a clue. You haven't even told me what's wrong with it yet. Mm-hmm. How can I give you an estimate? You know, I said, it'll be between $20 and $1,000. Maybe you have to buy a new laptop.
Right.
I don't know. I haven't turned on your computer yet. So it's hard to give a accurate estimate. You know, we do a diagnostic and then we say, look, we think it's going to cost you this. Is it worth it to you to fix it, or do you buy a new computer for $600, you know?
Right. But that's another thing. You know, you're not suggesting they buy a $2,000 or $3,000 computer.
No.
You've never suggested that, really.
I've never suggested that. In fact, I think it's kind of like buying a sports car. I've never had a sports car. I've always had a cheaper car. But from what I hear, sports cars are more expensive to fix. They break more often. The, you know, the tune-ups are $300 for a tune-up or a spark plug change. So sometimes the more expensive laptops are more costly. And they're usually thinner and touch screens. And people think that's the coolest thing. Hey, look, this laptop weighs 1.5 pounds. And I could stick it in my backpack. And it's got a touch screen. And it's really super thin. Well, with all those things, they tend to have more problems. Mm-hmm. The thinner they are, the more fragile they are. And people often, you know, open the screen by grabbing one corner of the laptop and opening it up, right? And that torques the screen. It bends the screen a little bit. And that can easily break the screen and the hinges. So the thinner the screen, the more susceptible it is to damage. And touch screens are the same way. If they're bent, your screen will do a phantom touch. It'll think you're touching the screen forever. Okay? And you can't work if your fingers are constantly touching the screen. So then it's like $400 to fix your touchscreen on your brand new $2,000 laptop. You should have got one a little bit sturdier.
And putting it in a backpack and tossing it around probably isn't a good thing either.
Yeah, people do that all the time. And then they, you know, it's safe. It's in my backpack. Yeah, but you just threw your backpack across the floor when you got home, you know. So we see a lot of damage for stuff. We've seen a lot of things during COVID with people intentionally breaking their laptop. They were so frustrated. We've seen punched the screen. Okay, I punched my keyboard.
I
stepped on my keyboard because I fell asleep with it on the bed, and all these crazy things that you don't see as often. A lot of coffee and wine were spilled on laptops during COVID.
Well, that if you spill a glass on a keyboard, is it done?
It depends on how much water you get in there. I'll tell you this: anything other than rubbing alcohol will oxidize. It starts to rust stuff, so you can't clean it off. And there are companies in town that for $200, they will try to get all the residue off of a laptop, but they don't guarantee anything because it does. It starts to erode it, and it may work for a year, but then you're back to where you were before, and it's going to fry it. So a lot of computer guys, too, will put our water glasses far away from the laptop. We're talking like 3 feet away, which is ironic. And even when I go to a restaurant, I put my glass further than where my plate is because psychologically I know I could spill this what's in front of me, so I put my glass far away. That's the biggest thing, though. We've seen water, wine, soup, chocolate milk, things like that. Just keep it away from the laptop.
Scott Hinkey is our guest. Once again, it's On-Site Consulting, 720-482-8383. And just about anything to do with laptops, even phones, I mean, you do a lot with phones, right? Mm-hmm. And I was asking you before, I saw this on Facebook. Somebody said, hey, can somebody repair a port that, I guess, got loose or can't come out? So those... That's something y'all can even...
Often we can. It depends on certain phones are attached really well to the motherboard. Then we'd have to replace the whole circuit board. But some of them you could just replace the port on there. But we do screens, and there's a lot of good people in town that do screens. But you want to get somebody who has a warranty on it.
Absolutely.
To make sure it works so you can come back to them if the screen doesn't work.
Sure. And we were talking as well before we came on air, man, you know, the service calls going out to people's houses. You offer that.
Yeah,
but you've always been mindful of trying to save people money, so if they can bring it in or remote in, and we'll talk about that, that's better.
Yes, it is entirely better. We spent yesterday, we got a call from a new business, and they needed this thing done. I said, okay, well, you could just bring it in, you know. Oh, we don't want to bring it in. I said, we want it done on property, which a lot of people think the computer guys are going to steal all the information or something. I don't know. But I said, okay, then that's going to cost you a trip charge there. And then it's hourly. It's going to take about 3 hours to fix this problem. And that's for us, it was like $500. They said, well, that's what we'd like to do. I was like, oh, my gosh. You know you could bring it to me, and I will do this for $60. If you put this in your trunk, drove it to my office, I'll help you out of the trunk.
I went over and got it for a couple of hundred. Yeah,
I know. It's like crazy. A lot of people like the in-home service and, you know, sitting right there in their property. But, man, if you brought it in, it'd be so much cheaper.
Okay.
So that's the way it is. You know, we're trying to save people for our technicians driving with gas and stuff like that and sitting at your house. And a lot of times computer tasks take hours to do. So if we diagnose a hard drive just to tell if the drive's bad, it takes 2 to 4 hours. And we just sit there for 2 or 4 hours. I don't want to do that at somebody's house.
Right.
We reload Windows. That'll take an hour and a half to 2 hours. We don't want to do that at your property. So bring it in to us. We'll do it for $60. You know, please. So
where are you at with Windows now?
Well, we got Windows 10 and Windows 11. We have a Windows 7 in our computer shop right now trying to get fixed. Please don't stay on Windows 7. That means that all your parts are at least 15 years old. Okay. So your hard drive and stuff like that. But this guy needs this computer on Windows 7 for some reason. But it's taken us days to try to get this fixed. Mm-hmm. It's not the easiest thing to fix when you could easily have gone to Windows 10 because it's easier to repair. Windows 11 is becoming more compatible with a lot of stuff, so it's okay. And most every computer now comes with Windows 11 from the store. Okay. You'll find some things that are just plain old irritating. Like, where in the earth is the shutdown button? You're going to have to read the directions. If you haven't used it yet, you have to find the directions to find where do you shut down this computer. Okay. So it's just one of those things that's going to be irritating, but that's what Microsoft does. You know, every other version of Microsoft is good. Since Windows 95, every other version of Windows is good. And then so Windows 10 was good. Windows 11 is a little crazy. So maybe 12 will be better in a couple years.
Because when it first came out, you were saying, like, hey, don't do anything right now.
Right.
So now you're seeing that through the glitches and all, you think it's
okay. Because it's usually not Windows 11. And I'll say that Microsoft did great. It starts your computer and you can get on the internet and things. But it's compatibility with other programs. Like, let's say you have Quicken 2015. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's 7 years old. It may or may not work with Windows 11. So then you got to buy a new Quicken or a new QuickBooks or a new Microsoft Office or a new Genealogy program. So it's all those other programs that may not work properly with it. But then those programs are becoming compatible, writing patches and stuff. So now you could use those. So it's getting better with Windows 11.
All right. On-site consulting, 720-482-8383. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, since 1982, they've been doing it. They've been helping us for, probably 20 years. So I'm telling you, they do a great job. And it's onsitedenver.com, O-N-S-I-T-E, denver.com. Now, what about parts? Is it difficult to get parts for some?
It is becoming more and more difficult. At the beginning of COVID, I was like in a panic. Oh my gosh, all the parts come from China. All of them come from China or Taiwan over there. And we were hoarding parts, like buying 100 hard drives at a time because I thought for sure the price was going to spike up. It did a little bit, but it's only been in the past month that the hard drive prices pretty much doubled from the way they were a month ago. So instead of $80 for a hard drive, you're looking like $140 or something for the same size drive. So, but we were hoarding them. Just waiting, like, oh my gosh, the world's going to fall apart. Because you'll hear about it on the news a lot that the chips that are made for, like, almost everything are all made in the East.
Right.
For cars and toasters and microwave ovens and everything. So we were just waiting for that to hit, and it's finally getting to that point where parts may be hard to find. Mm-hmm. So that's why one of our other websites, too, is PCs for Seniors. And we have a lot of computers that are half price. And that's what we're spending all of our money on, is we're buying hard drives for those refurbished computers. We all put brand new drives and everything, put a warranty on there, and sell a computer for like one half or one third. We had a guy come in this week and bought four computers. He's setting up a new company, and I need computers for all my employees. Let's just buy four. Got him out there for like $175 per computer for his new company, right? And that's what you need when you're starting a company. Yeah, he was ecstatic. So came in 2 days in a row, bought some more computers another day. So we like to help people, however they are. You know, one of the things we've talked about on your show in the past is scams, and that comes up
that was gonna be my
all
next
the time.
What are some of the latest the ones time. You've seen?
Okay, just an hour ago, I was with somebody who was concerned about her Bitcoin account, okay? Or it's called Coinbase, which is a way you could buy Bitcoin and invest in Bitcoin. And she goes, I don't know what's happening, though. In my account, I keep getting these emails from these other people I don't know. That's listed in my Bitcoin account. I says, well, that means somebody's in your Bitcoin account. And they put their name like as a joint owner or something like that. That means they could take stuff out of there. Do you think that's really true? I said, yes. You need to take care of this. But it's just such prevalence. And she goes, well, I got Webroot, and I called them the other day, and they said they were going to take care of all my scams and stuff like that. I said, hold on a second. Well, Webroot is an antivirus company, and they're a really good company. But I looked it up. I don't think they offer any service where they do anything other than antivirus. They don't help you with your identity theft or someone's breaking in my account or change my passwords. I says, did you call them or did they call you? She goes, oh, they called me. And they said something was wrong with my account. I says, okay, hold on. Let me think this through a second. I know that she thinks that she just protected herself from this big name called Webroot. But I think it's exactly the opposite. She gave somebody who's not Webroot all of her passwords, and now she's got to change them again. Mm-hmm. She goes, are you sure? I said, I'm pretty sure you should just change all your passwords now rather than hope you don't get identity theft next week.
Because it's funny when people go, I had a guy the other day call me and tell me that somebody had called him and said that with his last name, and there was another first name, and they said, we have traced this to be a distant relative of yours. And we can't find any other family member except you, and there's $3 million left in this deal. And I said, the guy's a real good friend of mine. I said, hang on. Please tell me you didn't.
Did he?
Send it. No.
Okay.
Send any money. I said, how much did they want for the $3 million? He goes, the guy was going to figure it out and then call me back, and tell me, but it was just a small percentage.
And see, with your friend, what happens is the longer you have a conversation with somebody, the more you start to trust them. So that guy wasn't asking for money right then. He goes, oh, I'll figure it out, and I'll call you back tomorrow. I'll call you back tomorrow. And then we heard of a scam, and it lasted like 3 months. Like they kept saying, we're the FBI, we're investigating this thing, and they kept walking him down this really complicated thing. But the lady ended up having – she got a second mortgage on her house, and then she forwarded the money to the person that she thought was the FBI. It's because she was on the phone almost daily with – supposedly the FBI, to convince her, look, you got to do this, but you can't tell the bank because we're trying to keep it from the bank people. You know, the bank people know if somebody's taking out $100,000 in cash or a cashier's check, that they're going to raise some flags too, but you really got to be careful with what you're doing. And ask somebody. I get calls all the time. How come my McAfee says it owes me $300? Are you charging me, Scott Hinkey, $300 for my antivirus? I don't even have McAfee. I said, yeah, you don't. This is not from us. It's not from McAfee. If you read the email, there's a typo in that email, I guarantee you. Read through it, because the person who's writing it is not an English speaker from another country that has call centers and stuff. And they're out to get your money. But you'd be surprised. I bet you 10% of the people pay because it says McAfee's expired. You don't have McAfee. You never had McAfee. But you have a credit card. Sure. So you're going to pay those people, and they're going to take not just $29. They're going to take the entire balance of your credit card, or the entire credit limit. Wow. So you've got to be careful. Ask a friend, if you're ever in doubt.
And sometimes, I've gotten some where it's just a simple link that comes in an email. There's nothing to it, just a link. And, man, never click on those, right?
Right. Especially people, I bet you everybody listening probably has this, but you'll get a text message from somebody, and it'll have a link on there. And you can see where it goes in the text message. But if it says your UPS packages arrive, click here, www.xyzshippers.com. So it says it's from UPS, but the link says it's going to XYZ Shippers, right? That's not legitimate. Don't click on it. It's that simple. But people starting to get these on the phone. And so you'd click there, you go to a website, it says put in your credit card to get your balance or something, I don't know. But you got to be careful now, because now they're spamming phones just like they used to spam your email.
Now, a lot of people are going to be traveling, and boy, you've given some great tips in the past on travel. Sitting in the airport, a lot of people hook up to Wi-Fi.
Right.
Get to the hotel, first thing they do, what's the Wi-Fi password?
Right. Somebody just asked me this yesterday. is it the truth that you're not supposed to use Wi-Fi in public areas? I said, yes. That's why they have signs all over. In a hotel, it'll say, don't use Wi-Fi. It's because it's secure. You're going to get your email. You're going to think everything's okay. But there's a way to hack into the router or the thing that sends the signals out in the airport or in the Starbucks or in the mall, and you can capture people's information as it travels through it. Okay, I did a show in Denver with a celebrity consumer guy, and we went to the Cherry Creek Mall, which is a really high-end mall, probably the highest-end mall in Colorado, I think. And, things that I can't buy, one thing in that mall other than Sbarro's. But I went in there, and we sat there, and we could – he had a special computer, a hacker friend of mine, and we sat in the lobby, and we could tell what other people's passwords were on their computer. It would trap, you could see a bunch of garbage, like ones and zeros and garbage, and it'll say somebody's email, and a little bit later it'll say Fluffy123. Oh, look, we've got their email address and password, because we were signed in to the free wireless network in the mall. It's incredible. So you really have to be careful with using free Wi-Fi. Like we've mentioned before, in the Cherry Creek Mall, someone's going to steal stuff.
Sure.
At my strip mall, where I am, nobody's going to steal anybody's Wi-Fi password from the King Supers, because there's not rich people in my neighborhood,
No doubt. Now, you mentioned the PCs for seniors, and by the way, that's PCs for, the number four, seniors.com. What is someone basic? What are most people come in and basically looking for? Maybe for a senior loved one.
They just want to get their email, check their bank account, and maybe do a little Facebook, right? And for those people, you do not need the fastest computer. You do not need a $600 to $2,000 computer. You know, we've got computers as low as $100 that will do exactly what you need. And grandma has a 15-year-old computer right now. She's going to love this, and it's working. It's not going to crash. We have a warranty on it. But usually people just need really basic things. And the difference between a slow computer and a fast computer is doing things faster, obviously, but maybe you could do more than one thing at a time. Like me at my house, I do watch Netflix at the same time I'm checking my bank account, same time I'm checking my email, you know, and all this other stuff.
Right.
I do four or five things at a time. But most people open the browser, they check their email, they send an email, they turn off their computer, and that's it. So, man, a five-year-old computer for one-third the price is what people need, you know?
Absolutely. And you go through all these computers because you get computers from a lot of different sources.
Yeah,
but you
auctions
go through them.
Right, and the 99% of the time, the biggest thing that'll fail on a computer is the hard drive. It's a mechanical spinning disk in your computer that only lasts 5 years. So we put in brand new high-speed drives, called solid-state drives, in every computer. So even the $100 computer has an $80 solid-state drive in there. So, and grandma's happy. Grandma's got her Facebook.
Right.
You know.
Now, what's the biggest antivirus program you like?
Somebody just asked me this morning. I've talked to a lot of people this morning. People say, oh, now you trust McAfee, don't you? I says, no, I don't. Oh, the other one, Norton? Nope, don't trust them either. It's the American ones tend to not be as thorough, okay, as the foreign ones.
Oh, okay.
Because people actually make the viruses in Europe anyway. That's where they usually originate over there. And that's where they also have the best antivirus companies. And they're names that usually people in America haven't heard of. So we like one called ESET, E-S-E-T. And then there's one called Kaspersky, which is made in Russia.
I started saying.
So now everybody's against Kaspersky because they think they're spying on the Americans because of the Ukrainian war. I don't know. So, but that is a good antivirus program. I don't know if they're spying on you or not. There's one called MCSoft and F-Secure. Names you've never heard of tend to be the better ones that are rated. They rate these every month and find out who's the best one. And it's the European ones that are good. But Norton and McAfee tend to be the ones that slow you down incredibly a lot. I mean, your computer will probably drop 25% in speed when you just install this program on there, because it just does antivirus, firewall, parental controls, bank protection, password keeper. You know, it's doing all these things, so it slows you down.
Mentioning passwords, how often do you think people, even if they hadn't got a problem or not getting a lot of spam or scam stuff, how often should we change passwords?
I think once every year or two.
Okay.
You know, big companies like the government, they have you change it every 3 months. It's like their policy, change it every 3 months. And that is the best thing to do. But we can't do that.
Man, that's a lot.
There's too many passwords. So I change
mine.
I
can't imagine all the passwords you have.
I have about 300. And I have a password keeper that tracks all of them. You know, we're talking not computer passwords, talking Chick-fil-A and, you know, the theater, movie theaters and stuff like
right,
that.
All your apps. Though.
So, but every couple years, I pay my teenage daughter to change all my passwords. Because there's just too many. You know, you don't just change the password. You got to go to the website.
Sure.
Change the password. They send you an email. You got to go back and forth like this. It takes 15 minutes to change a password. And I don't have time to do that. My daughter loves the money. So I give her a list of every password. She's got to go to every website and change it for me.
Wow.
So, and if it any doubt at all, you need to change your password. You know, if you're in a company and you fire somebody, you need to change your company passwords.
Mm-hmm.
They could take down your company from the parking lot right after you fire them. And
that's
if you're in a
point.
Relationship, your spouse or, you know, boyfriend or roommate or whatever, if they have your passwords, they could take you down. So you change your passwords right away when something happens like that.
Right. How often, last 3 or 4 minutes here, how often should we bring in computers just for kind of like we do cars for oil changes and all that? What's servicing a computer, really?
Yeah, we have a service that actually does some stuff remotely every month. It does a remote tune-up, okay? And not everybody needs that. But you should have somebody look at it once a year, whether it's us, who are the best people in the United States, or your friend who really knows computers. Don't get the teenager because they're going to do something weird to it. But somebody with some experience in a job with computers should look for so many basic things. Do you have a backup on your computer? So if your computer crashed and died or somebody stole your laptop, can you get your stuff back? That's really simple.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have more than one antivirus program? You could only have one per computer. I've had somebody with 7 antivirus programs before, and it crashed your computer on payroll day. I told her not to do that. And, you know, there's little simple things that people who are into computers say, oh, yeah, let me check your updates. Let me look at this. Let me take this off your screen. So you should do that once a year.
Right.
And we do it, too. And you know, we'll do something half price for any Haystack help people. Just mention Haystack. We'll do a half price tune-up, $40.
Oh, okay.
And we'll diagnose everything and make sure everything's going good.
Wow. Appreciate that. Again, the number is 720-482-8383 for that special. Just mention the show. Transferring storage, always want to mention that because, man, you helped Victoria with that, and it was a huge deal.
Victoria's your wife.
Yeah, I should say. Yeah, I guess I get used to saying that. So, yes, that was a big deal for her and you and me, but it went so smoothly, so it was a great deal for her and you and I. So, but if somebody's getting a new computer, they've already got something, and maybe they've had it sitting in a box for 6 months like she did, or a year, or whatever, not knowing what to do or afraid to get it transferred over, that's something you guys offer.
We are awesome at that because we have a way that transfers everything, not just your files. So most people transfer the files with like a flash drive, and then they have to reload Outlook and Office and your antivirus and your printers and your Wi-Fi and every shortcut you've ever done. And that's why Victoria, his wife, was concerned. She's got everything really specialized, and she likes the way that
she
things
likes
are
the
at.
Way it does.
So, but we have a way that moves all those things over. She goes, no. Last time it took 3 hours to get it set up. I said, I know, but that was like 8 years ago.
Right.
Okay, we came up with this system. It's like a mirror image, and you're going to be elated.
And she was.
She eventually was. She freaked out over the weekend when she didn't have her computer for 2 days. Right. But Monday, she was fine.
Yeah, that's cool. And Scott does a lot of things around the community. And so, again, we want to support local Colorado companies and family owned and operated. And I mean, great, great people. 720-482-8383. So, hey, maybe your computer isn't running right. You've been putting it off. And Scott, last thing is to bring up, your service is generally a pretty good time of turnaround to get
the computer back. 1 to 2 days. You compare that to anybody else in town, you will not get that. We did win Business of the Year 2022. Right. We haven't announced that very highly yet, but we're the top IT company in Colorado. And I'm proud of that.
I am too. Hey, proud to have you with us for sure. 720-482-8383. It is on-site consulting, onsitedenver.com. That's onsitedenver.com. Hey, you want to get your folks a computer? Hey, get dad a computer. Hey, this is a great place to get it at on-site consulting. Once again, their address, 6446 East Hamden. Just right off of I-25 in Hamden there in the
King Supers
parking lot. All right. Scott, thank you, bud.
Thanks a lot.
You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
Turn a normal day into an adventure on an e-bike. Hi, I'm Randy Carancy, founder of eBike of Colorado. E-bikes are a fun way to ride around town. Just try it. Pedal Assist technology flattens the steepest hills. We have 14 major brands to choose from, and our expert staff will find you the perfect bike. Come take a free test ride at eBike of Colorado in downtown Louisville next to the historic grain elevator. Open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Learn more at ebikeofcolorado.com. Just try it.
Before we get back to our guests, let me tell you about Stack Optical. And I just want to say a personal word of thanks to Alan for taking care of me, my wife, Victoria, and our optical needs and many friends that we've sent there. And Alan has been doing a great job there. Family owned and operated since 1968 is Stack Optical. And it's only $69 for an eye exam, so call them today, 303-321-1578. And mention you heard them here on KLZ 560, and we'd appreciate that. But hey, if you're looking for some new glasses, they've got a great selection of frames. If you need contacts, maybe you've broken your glasses and you need repairs, it's a one-stop shop, so to speak, at Stack Optical. Hey, it's free parking, easy parking at their location right off Monaco and Evans, 2233 South Monaco Parkway, 303-321-1578. StackOptical.com is a website. Check it out. And as I always say at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
This is 560 KLZ, your home station.
Welcome back to the show, and thank you so much for being with us. Glad to have in studio now our good friend Ryan Resch. Big Horn Firearms, 2175 South Jasmine. Ryan, good to see you.
Hey, Scott. Great to be here, as always.
business.
Business is good.
Business is booming, as they say, right?
Yeah, it's definitely picking up after some recent events and people starting to really go hard on the gun control thing. So we've been seeing a lot more people walking in the door ready to buy and doing that. So
sure. What are, and again, attitudes of most people, I guess, that come in a gun store, but, you know, but I know over these last couple of years, there were many, many, many first-time gun buyers. I mean, did you find that to be true?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Absolutely. I mean, more than ever.
Ever.
You know, you get these crazy world events going on and, you know, shifting perspectives in society, and it starts to make people realize that they're responsible for their own safety. Mm-hmm. And what better way to be able to protect yourself than exercising your Second Amendment rights? So you know, people just start thinking about it and they feel like it's the right time, when, you know, they're, especially when you're constantly watching the news and it's sure. just all fear, you know.
Yeah,
it's
every
just
day.
Yeah, so people want to be able to protect themselves,
yeah.
you know, now more than ever. And a lot of people are taking that step in that direction for the mm-hmm. first time. So it's been really great. I mean, I think it's great for the industry, and I think it's great for just people's empowerment and you know, the Second Amendment.
Yeah, and I'd say there's been a huge resurgence, you know, for women, female shooters, right?
Yeah. Lots of ladies. Yeah, lots of ladies coming.
And they generally
the shop.
Shoot real well, too. I think they listen to instruction, right?
They do, yeah. And I think they have a little bit more patience than men.
Right.
So, and yeah, they're just more willing to learn.
Mm-hmm.
So, I've experienced that as well. I used to do some instructing myself. Now we have Marcus, who's kind of heading that whole aspect of the business, and he's doing a really great job with that. That concealed carry class has been a big hit. We just started doing it last month, and the class has been filling up. We do it once a month. I think he's max 6 students. It's $125. Last Sunday of the month, it includes classroom and range,
okay.
Which there are many concealed carry handgun classes out there that do not have a range requirement. It is not required by the state mm-hmm. To prove that you've qualified on a range. But we at Bighorn, I think it's something that's super important.
With you.
So if we're going to sign off and give you that certificate to go get
sure.
your concealed handgun permit, we want to see you handle a gun and put some rounds down range safely.
Yeah,
so
absolutely. And, you know, hey, Ryan and I both will say, hey, glad you got a gun, but let's spend a minute on this training aspect, because, I mean, it's something different for a family if you've got kids in the house or not. But it's just teaching the whole family, if you're not a hunter or not around guns and it's your first time, you know, it's a big responsibility, number one. All right. And but just to teach in a right way kids about guns too. And
yeah.
you're a father.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got a 7-year-old and he's a year and a half now. And my 7-year-old, we do regular range trips, and we're sticking to long guns for now.
Mm-hmm.
Shot a couple handguns, but I haven't really been too excited about, you know, his awareness with the handgun. I mean, you know, I'm right there with him when we do that, but we're just focusing on the long guns because he's got that down, and I feel really comfortable with that. He's knows all the gun safety rules. He knows how to function the firearm, safety on, safety off, load, unload, keep him down range, you know, all the super important stuff.
Sure.
And it's a lot of fun. He really enjoys it. You know, he's grown up around guns, and, you know, he's never, you know, when since he's been more aware, he wants to see stuff, but he asks, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't just go. I never find him in my stuff, you know.
Right,
he's
yeah.
We kind of took that curiosity factor away by just presenting it to him.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
It's good to start early, you know.
Sure.
I mean, the guns are out there. If he comes across something like that at like you know, a friend's house or a neighbor's house or something, he knows what to do. And that's,
he's going to learn about them one way or another, yeah. Basically.
Yeah. And he knows, you know, if he sees it, don't touch it, get an adult. You know, you never handle a firearm without the supervision of an adult at the shooting range, you mm-hmm. know? So, you know, yeah, it's, I think it's really important, to get training, and, everybody should do it. Don't put it off. Now's the time to do it. Keep your guns secured, know who has access to them. That's mm-hmm. Also super important. You know, a lot of folks out there, it's not a, Denver passed some things where they do have to be locked up now. That was, I think, early last year.
Right.
But before that, you know, and a lot of people aren't even aware of these laws. They put them in so quickly, they don't really
make it public. I mean,
they don't
really
make it public.
Yeah, where
yeah.
people can really understand
yeah.
it.
Yeah. So we do a lot of educating on that as well. Mm-hmm. But you know, a lot of people be like, "Oh, I don't. Why would I lock my guns up? I don't have kids in the house." And it's like, well, it's not just kids. It's any unauthorized individual. You know, I mean, that would be like the worst day ever. I mean, you know, when I was younger, I used to kind of be like more relaxed about things.
Sure.
The kids definitely heighten your awareness, but you know, I used to kind of say things like that or think things like that. And then one day it just occurred to me, it's like, what if I walked in the door and somebody had broken into my house and now they have my gun and mm-hmm. they're pointed at me, you know, be a pretty bad day. All mm-hmm. I had to do was lock the thing up, you know, right. Buy a gun cabinet, buy a gun safe, you know, there's lots of ways to do it. And I think it's super important.
Sure. So. Ryan Resch is with us once again. It is Bighorn Firearms, 2175 South Jasmine, just right off of Evans and Jasmine there. And they are open Tuesday through Saturday. And great staff there. We'll touch on that here in a minute. Now, you mentioned about the you know, keeping it locked and all. What are a few things that you guys sell in the store to help people with that?
So a couple years ago, we took on Vault-Tec, which is a great company. They're offering awesome security devices, gun cabinets, gun little handgun safes, lock boxes and things like that that are really loaded up with technology at a really great price. They're our main go-to. We're a small shop, so we found a brand that really offers it all.
You don't need to cover at 50 brands.
Yeah, no. At a price point that's fair, that's reasonable, and we run with it. And when you find a company like Vault-Tec, it's like, it's a home run. We sell a lot of their stuff, and it's just really, we get a lot of great feedback from customers. Mm-hmm. You know, just like anything, you start doing things in volume, you'll see some things come back. And when we're talking technology, but it's pretty few and far between. So great products, great price.
Is it like a fingerprint kind of thing to open, or how
yeah,
does it work?
So most of the stuff that we're carrying of theirs is biometric. But they also, all their biometric safes also have keypad, key entry backup, and also key access. So you have three redundant modes of entry in case one is not working. You know, the feature list that they offer is just far and beyond anything anybody else is offering too. I mean, all the keypads are motion activated, so when you get near the keypad, it lights up for you. So if you have to access it in the dark, you don't have to hit the keypad to illuminate the keypad. As you come up to it, it's ready for you.
Well, that's great. Yeah.
The biometric works great. You know, I mean, we all know, we all have it on our cell phones. You know, it works great most of the time.
Sure.
You know, and sometimes it doesn't. It just it all depends.
Well, and you get in a stressful situation and you don't know what's going on. Sometimes, man, our brain just shuts down and we're like, you're looking at something and you can't remember what to do,
sure,
or
yeah.
combinations or whatever. So right. This is a great way.
Right. Wow. Yeah. Check them out online. It's Vault-Tec Safe.
Okay. Great. Now, for those that didn't get to hear you the first time, let's kind of give a quick overview of what people will find when they walk in the door there at Bighorn Firearms, besides all those good-looking guys you got in there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got a bunch of handsome dudes. Great guys, great attitude.
Except Dan.
Dan. Yeah. Yeah, you know, Dan, you know, he's something special for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
He's one of our top guys, and, I mean, they're all top guys.
No, they're all.
Small staff, but, man, we really enjoy what we do, mm-hmm. And we're there to help. And we enjoy helping people. learn the things that they want to learn and find the right products that fit their needs. So it's a lot of fun. But yeah, we offer everything, you know, from your safes and accessories, ammo, magazines, range bags, ears and eyes. We recently started selling some knives, some good quality knives. We've kind of brought that on. Batteries for all your optics. We've got those on hand too. That was kind of a thing that kept coming up. So we finally just started stocking the batteries for everybody.
Some cool holsters and things.
Yeah, we got Safariland holsters. We've got some like plate carrier type deals, pouches. So if you're law enforcement, we got you covered for holsters and pouches, handcuffs, things like that, all your LE gear. What do we got? We got coffee, salsa.
I'll tell you the salsa, folks. Yeah. You're looking for some good salsa? I'm telling you, go in there.
Yeah, we got you. Yeah, we got you hooked. Man, yeah, you got you hooked on that. That's locally made by Hell Yeah Salsa out of Thornton, Colorado. Bryson's our guy for that. He teamed up with us and let us do a co-brand label on there. Right. We did a really cool Bighorn Firearms label, so it's a neat souvenir thing, and it's delicious salsa. So come pick a jar up of that your next visit. Ammo cans, hard cases. Shoot, what else we got? I don't know. You know, you name it, we've got it. And if we don't have it, we'll order it for you. Yeah. You know, all your AR accessories. I mean, we can build you a really sweet AR-15 from the ground up. I mean, all the pins and springs, you know, from entry level up into the, you know, top tier stuff. You know, Geissele triggers, Surefire lights, BCM, Magpul. Man, I mean, it's a pretty long list. Small shop, but we really cover all the bases. And we have it all displayed very nicely. We keep the shop clean. It's open. It's inviting. We've got some really nice Bighorn Firearms t-shirts that we custom make, and we really spend a lot of time picking out nice shirts for them too. They're not cheap cheap garments. They're good quality stuff. You know, it's pretty full spectrum, and you know, we're going to continue to grow it and offer new products. Suppressors. We've got the Silencer Shop kiosk. Come and do your fingerprints for free. Get that going. We can walk you through that whole process from beginning to end in like maybe 30 or 40 minutes. You can have a suppressor ordered and have your paperwork submitted.
Yeah.
Thanks to that kiosk and all the new electronic allowances from the ATF on the NFA stuff.
Sure.
Collectible firearms. We just picked up a really sweet collection of old Winchesters, Civil War guns, about 30 different pieces, some pretty rare stuff, unique stuff too. You know, Maynard carbines, Ballards, Sharps. I mean, some really cool Western old historical stuff. So even if you just want to come and look, just come in and look. Absolutely. And you know, well, you can even get some hands on with it. It's cool. That's what they're there for. We like to share that stuff. So
absolutely. All right, folks, it's Bighorn Firearms, 2175 South Jasmine. And again, they're open Tuesday through Saturday. The number's 303-758-9423. We'll be right back.
Only an experienced trial attorney like Kevin Flash truly understands the fair value of a personal injury case because he knows how juries make decisions. You and your insurance company determine the value of your case differently. Your insurance company enters keywords into a computer program to generate a dollar amount, probably leaning toward the lower end because they have an allegiance to their stockholders. You have a more emotional view of the value because you recognize the total impact of your injuries beyond economic damages. Kevin Flesh knows the truth. In our legal system, only a jury determines fair value. Unlike most personal injury attorneys who rarely bring cases to trial, Kevin Flesh spends nearly every day in court. He knows how a jury would likely react in your case, so he knows how to estimate fair value. There will always be a difference of opinion between you and your insurance company. Learn the truth from Kevin Flesh. Call 303-806-8886.
Now's the time to get into the Outdoorsman's Attic. Their summer sale is in full swing. All fishing gear, 10 to 50% off. Tents, sleeping bags, and packs save 30%.
30% off all knives, Sitka clothing, 25% off. And if you're in the market for a gun safe, stop by the Outdoorsman's Attic. It's Colorado's largest outdoor consignment store, located at 2650 West Hamden in Sheridan. They've also got live bait, and if you haven't picked up your Colorado fishing or hunting licenses yet, they can help you there as well. If your firearm needs some work, head downstairs and see Scott the gunsmith. If you've got some hunting, fishing, and camping gear you're just not using anymore, stop by and see Billy, and he will explain their consignment program and how you can turn that gear into cash. Outdoor gear, guns, and ammo, all at the Outdoorsman's Attic, 2650 West Hamden in Sheridan.
Hey, Dan. You know, our jobs are pretty different. I'm a baseball announcer, you're an attorney, and a talk show host.
Yeah, but we do have something in common.
Really? What's that?
Our favorite car dealer, Len Lyle Chevrolet.
Yeah, definitely not your typical dealership.
That's so true, Jack. No high-pressure sales tactics. They respect your time. And when you have two jobs, that's important.
You know, I'd recommend Len Lyle Chevrolet to anyone. And with their low overhead, that means
lower prices. Yeah, we really do have something in common.
Len Lyle Chevrolet. Go east and pay the least. Chevy, find new roads.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to the show, and again, thank you so much for being with us. Ryan Resch is with us. Bighorn Firearms, 2175 South Jasmine. Their number, as I mentioned, 303-758-9423. And it is bighornusa.com. So you can check them out there as well, and open Tuesday through Saturday. All right, now, for the break, Ryan just mentioned they found some cool stuff. How do you find cool stuff? You guys got a few different programs, so tell us about that.
Yeah, so we buy, sell, and trade. So bring down what you got. You're looking to, whether it's old, really old, antique, or something new, bring it by. We'll take a look at it. We'll give you a free evaluation. You know, if you got a large collection or something, we can have a conversation about coming out there and doing an on-site evaluation as well. You know, we do offer some consignment. We have a consignment program. You know, we can talk about that if we can't come to an agreement on a purchase price. So we have lots of options there. We're always looking to buy and pick up good used inventory. I personally have a real big thing for the old guns, the old Winchesters, your military surplus stuff as well as a big passion of mine. So, you know, bring it by, call us up, let us know what you need. Mm-hmm. We'll come take a look. We're always looking to buy. There's no gun collection that's too big. We've got a few different ways we could work it on a really large one. And we're always happy to take the trip out and see what you got.
Right. And you know, and here's what I tell people too. It's always nice to have someone like yourself that, you know, we 100% endorse and vouch for, so to speak, that, because sometimes, let's say a gentleman may pass away, the wife's left with guns, she has no idea what they're worth. So it's nice to have honest people come in and give a fair evaluation.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we treat every collection, whether it's one gun or 20 guns, the same way. You know, we look at the guns, we're completely transparent, we tell you what we see. We can show you exactly what they're selling for online and get a good idea. We look at a couple different sources and we get kind of an average price, you know, and we have, you know, kind of a set thing where we're in that 60 to 70% most of the time, you know, but that can change depending on condition and current market trends.
Sure.
Desirability, you know, there's a lot of factors, availability, that sort of thing. Right. So.
Yeah. Now, what about ammo? Are we seeing that loosen up a little bit?
I don't know. You know, I it's hard to say.
Yeah.
You know, I know that some of the manufacturers got caught up, and you'll see some places that had really big orders in that were direct with ammo manufacturers, mainly like ranges and stuff like that, offering really great prices on ammo right now. But that's just because they're tied up in, 10 pallets or something like that. And they got to move through it, free up that capital to, you know, continue to do business and offer other things. You know, if you look at like the charts on Google or whatever, mm-hmm. you'll see that the prices have come down, but you know, it's not significant, and I don't know if it's going to continue to drop. I highly doubt it, especially with, you know, the things that are going on right now and people going out and buying a lot again. And I think we're just kind of at the beginning of it ramping up again towards the fall and towards the midterm elections and stuff. So
right. Now, another thing I want to mention, too, it's Father's Day coming, and you guys got gift cards.
Yeah.
So, hey, what a great gift.
Yeah, nice and easy. You know, we can do it for $10, so he can come in and get a jar of salsa, or you can give him a gift card for $2,000 so he can come and get that, you know, dream AR-15 build, or maybe buy a cool Winchester or something like that. Yeah. So just come on down. It's an easy gift. And you can let Dad pick out what he wants for himself.
Trust me, that's what Dad wants to do, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Go to the gun store, do some gun shopping.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. Now, you mentioned the staff roles. I want to mention that because, man, I go in a lot of stores and just observe a lot. And, man, sometimes you can just see, like, almost like that person hates being there, you know. And, man, I tell you, every time I go in there, man, those guys got smiles on their faces, and I've never been in there without customers in there. So, I mean, they're always with the customers, and you got one guy, like you say, showing an old Winchester. You got another guy breaking down an AR. You got another guy over helping, you know, a lady with a pistol, whatever. But as you said, when you've got the real secret there and figured it out, when these guys are doing things that they love and they know and they're confident with, then that comes over to the customer too.
Yeah. I mean, it's natural for these guys, because they enjoy it and they've gotten experience in it, and it's fun to share your knowledge and pass that on to somebody else. Or, you know, you might even just be, you know, talking gear with somebody, you know, who knows more than you, and you mm-hmm. might actually be the one listening and learning something that day. Yeah, it's just the guys like working with each other. The customers are great. You know, everyone's there for the same reason.
Sure.
So it's easy, because we're just talking about something we enjoy.
Right.
So.
You know, going back to just people coming in for the first time, I can't tell you how many times through the years, and probably you too, that people have asked, you know, what's the best gun for a concealed carry? You know, and I mean, it's like, well, it's the one that you feel comfortable shooting, that fits your hand and that you enjoy, you know, so... That's one thing that I've noticed, too. Your guys really spend the time with customers to help them make a good buying decision, you know, and I think that's very important. So whether you know a lot, you think you know a lot, or you know nothing, this is a store you can feel comfortable in.
Yeah. Yeah. We just we treat everybody equally. We listen to what they're saying, and we just try to guide them, you know. Mm-hmm. There's no best gun, you know. It's the one that checks all your boxes off, not mine. So, you know, come in, let us know what it is you're looking for, and we'll show you some stuff. I mean, the most important thing is getting it in your hand.
Right.
I mean, it would be even better if we had a range. You can take it and try it out, but we're not there yet.
Right.
But that is definitely something I'd like to see in the future. But we do partner up with a couple of really great ranges in the area. Even the ones we don't partner with, I mean, we'll list off the 10 ranges that are in the 5-mile radius of us. So, I mean, there's no shortage of that. You go try some guns out if you're still not sure after handling them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's important to take your time. It's important to ask all the questions. It's important to get your hands on the product and talk to somebody that you trust. And we're definitely, we want to be those guys, and we feel that we are. So come in the store and, you know, link up with one of the sales guys, have them show you some stuff and ask some questions.
Sure. Now, we talked about the CCW class, and that's $125. And I think you have an intro to pistol as well.
Yes, we're still offering intro to pistol. Since we jumped into the concealed handgun one. Intro to pistol hasn't been as popular, but it is really a great class. It's a lot less pressure. If you're really new and you just want to get some information, that's right. The class to take. That if you take that class before you take the concealed handgun, you're going to be so much more comfortable knowing that you're going to be going to the range that day in the concealed handgun class. We cover the basics in concealed handgun, but I think the intro to pistol is a really nice prerequisite if you can swing both classes. And if you sign up for both, we can definitely work with you on the price.
So. Okay, cool. All right, once again, Bighorn Firearms, 2175 South Jasmine. The number is 303-758-9423. It is bighornusa.com. When you stop in, please let them know you heard them. You're going to hear them one of two places, on Haystack Help Radio or Sportsman of Colorado Radio, just on KLZ 560. So be sure and let them know you heard about them there, and we'd appreciate that as well. You know, there's been, with all the things going on, let's take the last minute and a half here, and we probably should have done this earlier, but background checks, okay? You hear all these people talk about, oh, anybody can walk in and get a gun and do these things. I mean, there is a form that's from the government that people have to fill out. I just want to tell people that maybe don't know, most of our listeners probably do, but I mean, they've got to show a valid ID, and I'll let you say it, but what do they got to have?
So in Colorado, you undergo a state background check as well as a federal NICS check, which is a national instant criminal check system or something
like that.
So you come in, you need a Colorado ID. You have to be 18 for a long gun, 21 for a handgun. Your ID has to have a valid, current valid address. It has to be valid, not expired. Mm-hmm. If you don't have a current address on the ID, which is pretty common here in Colorado because DMV doesn't require you to change it if you move. You write it on the back. but that doesn't meet the requirements for ATF and all the federal regulations. So there are some other additional documents you can bring in if you've had a change of address that will help us get what we need to successfully complete the paperwork and submit the background check. Right. The state of Colorado has one of the highest rates of denials.
I know.
You know, because you're doing the state check and mm-hmm. the federal one, and they tend to lean on, like, if you have anything that constitutes you maybe being denied, they typically will just deny you.
Yep.
And then you file an appeal, and you got to go through all that stuff, which takes an additional 30 days. So everyone who's purchasing a firearm does mm-hmm. a background check.
Absolutely.
Period.
And that's the main point I wanted to get across. Yeah. All right, Bighorn Firearms, go by and see them. 2175 South Jasmine. Again, the number 303-758-9423. Open Tuesday through Saturday. And when you go in, please tell them you heard about them here on KLZ 560. We'd appreciate that. And, hey, if you're looking for that special gift and don't know what to get, grab a gift card from them, and you'll make someone happy with that. So, Ryan, always fun to have you in, sir.
All right, you too, Scott.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Thanks so much for being with us. Don't go anywhere. Leave it right here on KLZ 560.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.